The Red Cross needs volunteers because we are really headed into fire season. People look for different means of heating, and there's also always stove and kitchen fires. So our need for volunteers is critical so that we can service all of the counties that we work within.
And so what might volunteers be expected to do?
There's the Disaster Action Team, which is our elite group of volunteers that really respond to fires or in the state of an emergency, any situation, they sign up for shifts, and they're really our most elite group. We also have the opportunity to volunteer on a preparedness level in the sense that we teach individuals how to become ready and prepared for a fire and install free smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. And there's also a program that teaches children about how to escape a fire in the event of one. So there's a lot of different opportunities to volunteer.
And what sort of training do volunteers receive, and what kind of a time commitment is it?
Some of our volunteer opportunities are very scheduled, planned ahead of time, like those home fire preparedness volunteers. They see the schedule and pick their days that they're available, and it's usually a four-hour shift. That against the disaster action team, that elite volunteer, they sign up for shifts to be on call for that evening. So in the event of a fire like we've recently had, they're on the ready for the call to get the emergency response vehicle in place to assist the families that are temporarily homeless, and we are second responders.
And so what does the Red Cross do to assist people who have become victims of fires like the ones we've seen recently in Wilbraham and Springfield and other places?
That's a great question. The Red Cross responds in that we are second on the scene. They are usually families or individuals that are in shock because they've just had a very traumatic experience, and we pull them into our emergency response vehicle. We set up a case for them and help them find shelter for the evening. We provide them with a small financial stipend, which gets them shelter for the next evening. And then they're in our system and are followed up by caseworkers who help them put one foot in front of the other and get their lives back together.
Now, again, let's go back to the training that volunteers receive. I assume that they do receive some sort of training, correct?
We're very, very proud of our Red Cross brand, and we are very aware of our training being critical so that people can respond in a very quick moment. And the training takes place in Springfield at the chapter location, and it requires an online background check of 25. To get into the Red Cross system, you want to go through Volunteer Connection, which is our volunteer opportunity queue, and they run through a couple videos and a background check, and then we meet them face-to-face and start training them up to the level of the volunteer that they've chosen to become.
And so if people are interested in this, they can go to a website and just do what?
Yeah, if you go to redcross.org/volunteer, that will give you all of the options of all of the volunteer opportunities.
What would you say to somebody listening who might be interested in volunteering, but, you know, maybe they're a little bit on the fence about it, they're not quite sure? What would you say to a person who might have some interest in this?
I would hope that they would check out our website and read some of the stuff that is on our website. And also you could check out our Facebook page, which is American Red Cross Western Mass, and you'll see that it's a really friendly, good group of people that just like to contribute to their community. And there's a lot of different ways that you can be a part of something that's doing something for our whole community.
Now, I know you'll see in the news or read in the news on occasion where Red Cross volunteers from a certain area are sent halfway across the country to help out with a disaster response. Is that something that potentially a volunteer here in Western Massachusetts might someday have an opportunity to do?
Absolutely. We do have Western Mass volunteers that have been deployed over to the disaster scene. Another neat thing that the Red Cross does is work virtually with some of the people that are at the location where the disaster happened. So absolutely, you could, if you had that much availability, to be sign up for deployment to a disaster zone, absolutely you could be trained up to do that.